Take a look at the halacha on Siftalad, Shin Chavtes Siftalad. So even though this person is only able to live the Fishah, so you still have a Shabbos to save him. Now the Gemara goes through multiple reasons how we know that you're Mechal Shabbos to save your life. One of the drushes is Mishramu B'nai Yisrael is a Shabbos, Lassos is a Shabbos. You're Shemir Shabbos to do the Shabbos. But by Shemir Shabbos, you're not going to do the Shabbos, so then you're Mechal Shabbos. So if the person, you're Mechal one Shabbos to save many Shabboses. Well, that's not possible for here. He's going to live for a few, another hour, and that's it. So, why is it much now? The more brings like five drushas on the Tanoim. The more says all of them have a pircha on it, except for Shmuel Damara said v'chai behem is l'shiyam is behem, and that's the drusha. So, pasha the Gemara, the maskana, that's the only drusha. What the Bir Lach is going to deal with is the Mora being Deucha, the other reasons totally, or they still exist. So let's say I have a situation where Chalel Shabbos Achas Keshish Mashabbos Harbe exists, but it's not a question of Chai Behem Loshiyamos Behem. So we have the Rashi before, in the end of Shin Bav, about a person being Mechal Shabbos to save his daughter from being taken by the Galochim in Geshmatzach. So I'm Mechal Shabbos because Chalel Shabbos Achash Kish Yishma Shabbos Tarbe. It's not Mechal Shabbos, it's not Yomus Behem, it's not Misa, right? The Shmir Shabbos is not causing Misa, but it's causing the Shmir Shabbos will cause a Chil of many Shabbos. So means the Maskal, the more is not being Chazer from that Rosh, so the more just saying that there's a Pircha that should be the only source, and there's another source of Mechal Behem as well. The place can grapple with the issue in regards to an uber, a fetus. It's not, we hold that the person kills an uber, he's not chayav mis, because it's not a full chiyus. But it's yishma shabbos harbe. If you save the fetus, he'll be shema shabbos harbe. It could be v'chayav mishalo shema, it doesn't apply over there. Okay, so that's what the real life is going to deal with. But along the way, so he starts off, first of all, it's lavdaf. Mishal lavdaf kashabes. So within the shabbos, Mister Kamosh Kozmi Rabbi Bezel Lashonai. Obviously, his barashi yevshal yichias a filo shachas shows his shal yoshem liba beyisvada akal lashonai. So the Miri says it's worth it because he'll do tshuva. That's also worth it. That's also a valid reason to mechal shabbos. So the drush of the Gemara extends as Avites. So the Mishabura. It's not a point one mitzvah versus multiple mitzvahs. We're not weighing mitzvahs. Dein tam dechin and mitzvah achas b'shil shaharba mitzvahs. We don't have such a that doesn't make sense. A dechin and kol mitzvahs b'shil chayim shal Yisrael. The ikar drasha is chiyus. So yavol the shmumi v'chay behem kira kosa v'ram peripes v'chol Shabbos. That's the loss of the Rambam. That's why you're mechal Shabbos, because otherwise it's gonna you're gonna lose a life because of it. Come on, Cain. The whole honey tanoi the elf from mizbeach umimilo umimerteris. So the other drushes are not drushes of Shmir Shabbos. There's not Shmir Shabbos. They're saying, well, if you are Mechal Shabbos to bring a carbon on the carbon tumen on the mizbeach, kavah carbon, you save a life. Mila is one aver of the person, and your Mechal Shabbos to make one aver right. For sure, Mechal Shabbos to make the whole body right. The case of Materis, we're allowed to kill to save a life, which is somewhat counterintuitive, but right. But the point is, you're allowed to do a aver to save lives. So all of the drushes over there are drushes of making limudim of the importance of chayim. So the only exception is chabel shabbos achas, which seems to be a sort of weighing the importance of mitzvahs versus other mitzvahs. Chemur the Shmuel, Norman Begabitinik Mushik Beroy Ben Yehudim the Mefachim. Shmuel holds you don't call us a Roy Ben you're Mefakeach. Aber gab ihr denn hier in der Juri Gamer weil ihr kam Schmitz. So Gabi didn't figure out she don't go to Roy. The Gabi his key of the keeping it says he go to Roy. So we pass on the kid's not Jewish and let him do all the various. He'll be Michael Shabbos and Elite Chazer and all those things. But now the building collapses, you say, well, maybe he's Jewish. So you Michael Shabbos to save his life. But you can't tell me the argument because in order to keep mitzvahs, because he's not going to keep mitzvahs, because he's putter for mitzvahs, because the Rav says he's a goy. And the Gabi mitzvahs, we've got to survive.
I'm assuming that case will not have any fire at any point that he was a getter.
We have no way to know. It's an abandoned child. And the Rav, the people in the city are not Jewish. So Rav tells him, he comes from Jerubah Porish, that the child is not Jewish. So it's a mission in Mesechta's Machshirin, and it's a... and it's a Gemara in Ksuba, the end of the first parak. The Yigobos arrive, the Gabi Chiyuve Mitzvahs, Yigobos arrive. So he's allowed, the Bezel will pass, and he's allowed to eat, be Mechal Shabbos, and eat non kosher food. So comes Shmuel and says, yeah, but if the building collapses, you save his life. Because maybe he's Jewish. You know, what's the rabbi if you're calling that? The argument can't be keep mitzvahs, because he ain't keeping the mitzvahs. Very good English over there. Yeah. So what do you see? Again, keeping the pekul nefesh and olchad achar roiv chashin and shemim miyisraelu. Okay, the fees aboard I feel a katan merutzot nami mechalin. So we have over here a child who's under bar mitzvah and he's going to die within an hour. He'll never get to the point where he's kai mitzvahs because the mitzvahs of a katan are not really mitzvahs. It's just chinuch merutzot. He's broken apart. So Michael Shabbos to let him live for another hour. So how does that work? Al Bishal Yishma Shabbos is Gam Lo Yisvadim Lo Yabul Kol Gadol Al Bekeh Mechalinen because you're saving a life. Who didn't chayr shoshoyta? Al Bidenim Mechal B'nei Mitzvahs Mekom Wachem Mechal Aleim the whole loy Mekami Mitzvahs who Mishum Unsayu. So that which are not keeping mitzvahs because they have no choice. That's their status. The only thing which we exclude is a mumer who chose not to keep mitzvahs. So he gave himself a status of that he's out of the parsha of Hatzalah. Fine. Okay. You skip down to the first wide line, without oid. Three lines on the bottom. Without oid, the who didn't go is Nami Michael in Allah Bikuchagal. So even though he doesn't necessarily have Akara, so you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to extend his life for that period of time. Understanding. So you would give him those things. Begar Megoy says the Lekab is that I feel a miyuta the miyuti. The Morris says the case of the Morris says Roy Gresin Lemisa means that Gresin potentially could recover and live, but Merutzah it's not a Roy, it's always, and still we save a Merutzah. Come and save it. You save a Gresin. So even though it's Merutza Nisroes is Moichai, so he doesn't really it's gonna you know his life is gonna be quote unquote a low quality of life. You let him Mechal the Shabbos to extend that life. So clearly, it's not with the mitzvahs element of it. Kelmer Mesel the Smoker, the Matzim Enev Shomayis, Reu B'Shevah Domim, Ashkel Nashoner. We see all the way around that if a person is a Geisus and he's very close to death, and a person goes and closes the individual's eyes, So we're concerned that the movement might hasten his death. So the person who did that is a murderer. Well, if that indicates to us that that life is a full life, with a dinner, that therefore the person who shortens it is a murderer. So you're mechal Shabbos to not shorten it. A geisis is a person who's in the generally is in the last stages of life right before he dies. It's called a geisis. King Hosea Tosfos needed a daf medalid that we're mechal Shabbos for geisis. The heimbal mitam the miut geisim mechayim. Rav Tosfos argues the reason why you mechal Shabbos to save a geisis is because there are some geisis which survive. But there is chayisha, shechayisha mefalchin. Okay. Maybe Tosfos is addressing the following case, that we're going to do a chilul Shabbos with the hope to bring him back to full health. So right, he's not in any danger right now. He's not under the collapsed building, etc. He's lying in bed, and the process is playing out. This is playing out. The doctor says, you know, if we do this procedure, we could potentially extend the, you know, bring him back to health. So okay, it's Chilul Shabbos. So Tosfos says, since there is a possibility that he could recover, so we're allowed to do that. Had there no possibility of recovery, we say stop. The doctor is what he's talking about. Rabbi Nosson looked at someone. Why must she stop at the gamma yet? He said, "The mutar lisa chalav lechal Shabbos may be shulam mekadoim. You meet gresim lechayim. Same chalav bein yibikuruch nefesh. The hayarim means I feel a miut leka. Can we find him a shaker? We have to assume the doctor's lying." Now daoid is at the birlocha on the other end of the spectrum. The person who Bezdin had judged him already and already decided the verdict that he's Chayiv Misa. Now he has in brackets Biyamin Kamayim. That was a censor issue that they shouldn't look like they're being murdered. The Malchus, that the Jews have a right to judge cases and punishment cases. So the person who's Chayiv Misa is Bezdin, the Bezdin of once upon a time, not the Bezdin of now. So they would write that in because of the censor.
But really, this would apply even.
No, it doesn't. But it's a bit like. Mishnah Berurah, it's discussing. You know, we know when it's not important for us to discuss the details. You know, he's discussing the lumbas, right? Right. Why does he point it out? Because they were very, the governments were very touchy feely about taking over their authority.
It's not just that he's chayiv misbein, but he was paskin to be chayiv misbein.
He's best already paskin is chayiv. Yeah. Venovo lov gal, and now on Shabbos the building collapsed. So the Primogadim says the Fachin Olav, the Haloi Ein Remisa Nasir B'Shabbos, V'chai Shoy Yesh Lach upon him. He's, even though there's no illness in him, but there's a Chiyuv Misa which Bezdin paskens, which means he's going to die tomorrow morning. But we can save his life, to extend his life from Shabbos till Sunday morning. That's the Primogadim says. Then he's died to Eloi Nihir HaKlal, the Torah Chosa Al Chai Yishol, Hanu Lemi Shechosa Al Chayim Shaloi. For he was there, the Gavar Ketilu Machmas V'Shosu. We find cases where we don't save a life. One of the examples is people which have been mafker their chayim to the a life of sin, and they steal constantly. They allow their animals to constantly take from other people's fields, and the guy falls into the pit. We say it's nice knowing you. We leave him in there. We don't even question chilul Shabbos. So Kabbalah Chomer not giving Mechal Shabbos to save him. So the person who's Chayiv Misa Bezdin is not better than the Roi Behemah Daka. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. So Hakaponim. So that's the point over here in the Bir Locha. Now, just going back one step, which is not necessarily a Shabbos question. the message you get out of this Mishnah Berurah is the Spirit of Lach, you get a very strong message that even a reg of Chaim is very significant, and you know, we're Mechal Shabbos to extend it. So logic would be, if it's on a Tuesday and the doctors say, you know, we can do a procedure which might, will extend the life, we have to do it. We're allowed to Mechal Shabbos to do that. So when it's not a question of Chilul Shabbos, the person, you know, I'm not in the mood. It's a lot of pain. So that's very nice, a lot of pain. But you know, Chaim is so valuable. You were we Chaim. That would be the simple understanding. And there are those, there are some poskim which go like that. The consensus of the most poskim is that that's not true. In a case where the based on our medical knowledge, the person is not going to recover. The person is in a state which will within a quote unquote short period of time, defined short. It was called the Lach HaChayishah, 6 months, a year, whatever the post can say. If it's the case of HaChayishah, whatever procedure we're going to do is not going to cure him. It's just going to just help him hold on for a period of time. And he's in tremendous pain. And he says he doesn't want the procedure. So you know, he can say no. The combination of those two points, barring any awareness of what he wants, we would have a key to try and extend. But if the person is cognizant and he has the right to say, but Russia says he has the right to say he doesn't want. But most places do not accept the testimony of the family. The family has multiple other negiyas, etc. I know this is what he would have wanted. You know, right? They can't sit there. They're in agony watching the process. So they decide that's what he wanted, etc. But if we would have that war, we'd have a very clear directive. That being said, so you know, a DNR is not necessarily, you know, is not always usher, but there are scenarios, many scenarios. It is. We have a chiyuv to be matzel. If potentially the person could recover, so we have, then this doesn't apply. So in the case of a person, it's whatever we're going to do, it's not the person's not going to recover, and then the person's going to expire shortly. So the question of extending for a period of time, in conjunction with the fact that the person has tremendous discomfort, so it's not a real fu, and he's not mechiyuv to go through that process. There's a mitzvah to live, b'kitzur. So mitzvahs have a limit. The mitzvah say, come on, there's a limit to how much you can do for mitzvahs. Mitzvah say, let's give you by mitzvahs loisah say, for him to be over loisah say, the Zabir Allah in Tafresh involved in Hechaz Lulav. So the Allah is by Lulav, but the mitzvah say, so the shear is out of Chaimish. So I'm afraid to spend up a chemish around the chosim to do a mitzvah say. So I don't tefillin, and I have no way to borrow tefillin. I'm living all by myself out in some distant place, and I don't tefillin, right? And the only tefillin are available to buy. There's one person over there that wants has a pair of tefillin. They said they'll sell to me for $10,000. He says, I have $10,000. That's all I got. I'm not mechuyav to buy it, and I won't do the mitzvah. Chaimish. Right? He says, okay, I'll sell to you for $2,000. I'm okay to do that. I own $10,000. I'm okay to spend $2,000 for that, for the mitzvah. Lois HaSei, you have to give everything. Not the Bir Lois HaSei, but the Bir Lach over there in Tafri Shabbat says it's not really a Lois HaSei versus HaSei. He brings from a Mimer Mordechai. I forgot who he brings it from. But he says that the main thing is passive versus active. Over here, I'm going to passively not do the mitzvah of tefillin. So if I can spend money, I can do the mitzvah. It's a lot of money. I'm not going to spend the money. I can sit, be passive, not do the alois say, which I'm going to actively be over. So what's going to cost you? If I spend all my money, I won't be over. I'm not going to be over because of money. But let's say I have losamah of the which you're, it's a losamah say you're over it passively. So the doctor said, the doctor asked me a shaila. He says, there's a DNR on the patient, and it's in a situation where halachically you're mechuyev to save him. If I go against the DNR, I lose my license, I have no job. Right? The family, you know, knows about it, the family's going to sue me, I'm going to lose it, I'm done. Right? So is he mechuyev to actively save the patient? The patient, you know, goes into a situation where he codes. Is the doctor mechuyev?
He what?
Codes. He has a heart attack. Right? The doctor's not mechuyev to resuscitate. Because that would be, even though it's a lav, it's not the reyecho, but it's a lav that you're over passively. And you're not more than chaymish. Losing his job is more than chaymish. Losing his license, you know. So he'll go be a garbage collector, right? You know, that, right now, that's more than chaymish. So over here, the individual has a chiyuv to save his life. You know, if he agrees to the procedure, he will save his life. It's a mitzvah. So what about Tsar Gadol? So the Pesukim assume that it's a tremendous bodily tsar is the equivalent to more than a chaymish of the chasim. So I'm not mechiv to more than a chaymish of the chasim. So I'm not mechiv to do that. I heard a psak from a person had even you know function of a limb. Right? A person will. This person had jaw issues, and their speech was not clear, etc. The doctors could heal it by breaking his jaw and resetting it. But the resetting, until it heals in the right place, his mouth would have to be wired shut, and he would basically get sustenance through drinking through his jaw, and he couldn't talk. So he's going to by doing this, he will not be able to say Shema for the next 3 months. But he'll get the function of his mouth back, normal function of his mouth back. Whereas right now he doesn't have normal function of his mouth. So he's a mechuyev to do the mitzvah of Shema and therefore not get function of his aver. So David Kohen Pask, and he's allowed to do it because that's more than a chaymish. Not having the function of an aver is more than a chaymish. It's based on a shach. A shach basically says a kanas aver is more than a chaymish. So the chiddush showed that this isn't a kanas aver because it's not a danger, just it's dysfunctional. Right? So that's what Moshe's cheshbon. The cheshbon is he's mechuyev b'kumbasei to agree to this procedure to save his own life. That's a chiyuv upon him. That chiyuv is more than a chaymish. He's not mechuyev to do that if it's tremendous pain. But somebody else coming along and saying that's what he wanted, you know, barring that he says we don't know how much he pain, whether he's in pain, he's not in pain. We don't know what exactly was going on. The person's not fully cognizant, so we assume you have to say until something otherwise. Okay. Sif Hey. Motel Yadim Shmesim. So they started, this building collapsed, and they're starting to sift through the rubble and trying to find if there's any survivors, and they get to the first pile of bodies, and they find that everybody's dead. So he said, "Okay, lo yarmu kvar meisu atatvenim. If the people on top are already dead, the people who are further down, who've even had more debris upon them, for sure died. So we should stop. No, so we keep going, even though it's Chilul Shabbos, the Raisa, whatever we're doing, it might be involved Chilul Shabbos, the Raisa. You keep going, maybe somebody's alive. Vav, adichamish tzar al yoris yisrael." So there was an attack against the Jews of the city. In bo aliske moment, if the goyim came aliske moment, and the lives of the Jews are not in danger, they just want to steal from them. So you're not mechalel Shabbos for that. In mechalelim is a Shabbos. Bo aliske nefashus. If we know that they came with intent to kill, or a filostam, or we don't know what their intent is, so we will go to defend those Jews, even wherever Chilul Shabbos is involved, to save these people's lives. We are a smuch of the Sapper, the Svar, the city which is near the border, assuming that you have a Jewish country, so the city is near the border, play a crucial role of safety for the rest of the country. Philip Ball al Iske Mom Philip Tabin Bakash Khalim is a Shabbos. They're just coming to try and take away, steal the straw from the Jews. It's not phenomenal amounts of money, but weakening the position of that city is potentially dangerous. I feel like Boa Dinella writes him love it. Let's resign and then we'll go back to Mishnah Berurah. Yesh Mishnah Omer Shabazan Hazda, I feel a ball iske mom and mechalin. Nowadays it's a little bit different. Even at iske mom and mechalin, why shim lo yanichenu Yisrael lishlol v'lova is memoino yargenu rabbi iske nefashis. We're concerned that the Jew, or there's going to be at least one Jew who's going to try and stop, save his money. Well, that's going to return into iske nefashis. But you know, listen, it's not a general rule. The people dealing with it will have to make an estimation of what's happening. Okay, Mishnah Berurah is cutting your base. Let's get mammon. If she'll have some mammon, loy chutar isha Shabbos. You can't be mechel Shabbos to help these people save their money. Philistam, we're not sure why they're coming. Seventh of Ashur is the hakel. The svar. There's a city which is a border city, and it functions as a boundary between the two. Said if that city is captured by the goyim, even though the goal is not to kill anybody, but once they have control, that control situation creates a whole new reality on the ground, which is dangerous. Okay, and the Rambam said even if they didn't come yet. So Lomar, call Yotze Sharotzim Lavoi. I'll be Shlomo. I don't have to wait till they actually attack. If we have information that in the case that they're going to attack, we can Muta Lilbush called Klei Zayin Lishmor Lasses Kol Beir Lishmor Lasses Kol Beir Kedushal Yavoyu. Dei Medata Gimel Kuf Nefesh. So we don't wait to have a full clarity when it comes to. Now the mice, I mean, there has to be some element of being the possibility of danger is real. The situation where a city, which is the border wall into the place where the Jews live, has been taken over by goyim. That was clearly a situation of danger, a potential danger. You know, you have this way out possibility of danger that you let him chal Shabbos because maybe that you know the same way we say if you have one doctor saying that there's need for chal Shabbos and multiple doctors saying there's no need, we don't listen to that one doctor. We say the svara indicates that probably he got it wrong, other one's got it right. So that same type of svara works when we're saying we're dealing with these very far fetched possibilities. So Rav Moshe Trimbach has a tshuva. He says that not the Gabi Chilul Shabbos. He's not talking about Chilul Shabbos. He's talking about Gabi other dinim of potential sakana, etc. He says 1 in 1,000 is considered something that we're chashish for. Beyond that, we're not chashish. Right? So you know, 1 in 100,000 has this procedure and they die. So you don't take the procedure because maybe you might die. So you're endangering your life. No. I don't know what the numbers of you know car accidents, what the ratio is. You know, like you know, there's 70 million cars on the road, and every day there's 70 deaths. So it's you know it's just 1 in 1,000,000. You don't have to drive a car because it's 1 in 1,000,000. So you know, we don't say that. You know, so you have to draw the line somewhere. He draws the line at 1 in 1,000. He brings rise to. And it's not, he's not the only one who says that number. That's Baruch, the concept. The problem is, you know, when we're dealing with these type of security situations, you know, you're trying to be safe for the possibility of the one time when something goes wrong, right? You know, the chances are that it'll never happen. Right? So how far are you allowed to take the security situation? You know, I'm allowed in the Kabbalah Shabbos to have a security team around my shul, talking on walkie-talkies and being in contact. The case, the one in a million case, that somebody comes, you know, a live, active shooter, you know. But when it comes, it's very dangerous.
Generally, do you scale up the odds for the amount of risk, for the number of people at risk?
What?
If it's 1 in 1,000 for an individual, if we say there are 100 people on that shul, do we now say we'll even go to 1 in 1,000 times?
No, we don't. It doesn't increase. It doesn't increase. You know. This situation, I think over here, if I tell you, like, you know, the nature of the Goyim, when they take over these cities, like, what's a million that decide to go attack further? Yeah, when they attack, they're going to kill a million people. So it's 1 in 1 million times a million. It's, you know, it's, now it's 1 to 1. No, we say the chances are nothing's going to happen. Right? Yeah, when it happens, it's pretty bad. You know, when a plane goes down, you know, usually there's no survivors, right? But we're allowed to fly in planes because the chances of it happening are minimal.
Yeah, but we have multiple redundancies and stuff. We do have, I mean, at least not in halacha, but in our everyday life, we do that kind of scaling.
Yeah, we don't, because one life and 100 lives are not any different to us. One life is just as precious as 100. In the secular world, like 100 lives is much more important than one. You know, we have the halachas of when the goyim say, "Give us one person, and we'll kill all of you." We don't give anybody; we'll all kill, because you have the right to kill one life to save 100 lives. Okay. In the situation of war, things get more complicated. You know, it's a whole different set of dinim. But Tezayin Shim lo yanichenu ani milik shabol al rabin. The body yesh lochus shiyam and echem negdom. So, in other words, we're saying over here, we're concerned that one Jew is going to make a stand, and that's going to endanger himself and maybe others as well. So there's many people there. One of them is going to make that decision. So he's the one who's deciding whether he should be mechallel Shabbos to save his money. So we don't say that. We say he has a chiyuv not to stand up and let them take the money. And if he chooses otherwise, I'm not chiyuv to go run, maybe because maybe that guy's stupid enough to try and save his money. We have, you know, you're dealing with the people, you know that they tend to overreact, so the danger is greater, etc. They're coming to take booty. So we have to go protect the country. If we don't go join protecting the country, so then the citizens of the country are going to resent that, and that's going to be dangerous. Right? So the country acts as if they want to steal the money from countrywide. So Mikra didn't let him take the money, right? But if the problem is country Y is going to react, if the Jews don't say, you know, don't stop it, that they're going to, you know, you're endangering the Jewish lives that way. Okay. The Jews on the boat, and the boat is in danger. It's in a storm. Or the river is—it's a raging river. Or Jews being chased, life-threatening situation. They want to cause them to do a virus. Okay. He's being chased by another Jew who also endangering his life. Also, don't need to you allowed to kill the right if. There's an animal, dangerous animal going after him. Afila basiyas kama malachas b'shabbos. The chayv karam, I'm not mechayv to put myself into a life situation to save somebody else. Okay, I feel a sveik sakana. I'm that person's definitely in danger, and I am sofik in danger. So what's the halacha? The feel sveik sveik. Some of the kanami other sveik or the day mi vadei dechaveira. I'm not mechayv to put myself into potential danger for somebody's vadei danger. Is that true? There really is a danger to you. See people needing help. It's like, you know what? It might be a danger for me. So like, you know, I'm not going to take. You know, we're afraid that there's a Yetzer Hara over here just to try to protect yourself. That's not correct. The question which comes up in halacha is, you're allowed to. So now I'm not mechuyev to, so I have no mitzvah to do this. So then the chara, I'm endangering my life in an irresponsible way, which I'm allowed to do, or not. I'm allowed to if I want. I'm just not mechuyev to. So this is mechuyev b'sharnim. And a lot of all of the hero discussions. There's an act of shiur, somebody runs in from the outside to help. He's endangering his life, but he may be able to help. Right? So they're abiding in sakana. He's right now, he's safe. But he wants to run in and help. Right? So somebody who's undertaken responsibility of shmira, like the policeman, army, etc., that's like shaskerim. That's the responsibility. So they've undertaken that. That's not a question. Shaila is just a civilian. Is he allowed to run in? Some say no, he's not allowed to run in. He's not allowed to put himself in the potential sakana to save somebody else's life. Once he's not mechayiv to, so it's an issue. It's like he's endangering his life, and if he would die, he's in a suicide. Most sheet, I think that it's mutter, if I recall correctly. I think that's the assumption of many people. Okay. So the last.